On the 23rd of June, it was announced that NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden had escaped Hong Kong and U.S. attempts to extradite him from there. Edward Snowden is the man who brought you the truth about the NSA reading your emails in their PRISM program, listening in on some of your phone calls, and collecting metadata about every phone call you make and everything you do with Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Microsoft, and other U.S. corporate internet servers. On the 23rd of June, Mr. Snowden left Hong Kong for Moscow to head from there to maybe Iceland, maybe Ecuador, according to the South China Morning Post, maybe Cuba or Venezuela, according to Russian Interfax News. Needless to say, his enemies in the United States can forget about ever touching him in any of those countries. Obama and his cronies are so upset about this, they are whining to Putin that this will damage relations between the U.S. and Russia. So be it. Do Russian citizens want the NSA listening in on their phone calls too? Snowden escaped to freedom just as the Department of Injustice revealed a 3-count indictment with each count carrying a 10-year prison term just for telling the truth about how the National Security Agency is violating your rights. I wonder if Obama will now try to prosecute the New York Times for releasing a copy of these outrageous, previously sealed charges. Well, Mr. Snowden, you were smart for not trusting American courts, and doubly smart for leaving that nest of angry hornets holding the bag after you told the truth about their snooping. This is WSQT Direct Action Radio telling the Department of Injustice to take their crooked indictment of a good public servant and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.